college. You graduated from college.
No, I did not graduate. I moved back to Oklahoma. I had not graduated.
And you didn't go back to school.
And I didn't go back to school until I started working at Channel 5. That's
okay.
When I went to school.
All right. In the 60s, you were growing up in the 60s.
Yeah. Right.
And what
because when I came back to Oklahoma, I got involved with the sanitation strike.
Okay.
That Ms. Looper was
doing. And then
doing. Nationwide
in the 60s,
yeah.
For those who are listening back to us, in 63, John Kennedy is assassinated.
Yes.
Do you remember that day?
Yes.
And tell me about what your experience was.
I remember everybody crying and everybody being so upset because in our community, he was like a light. He was someone that people had a lot of, I guess, a lot of faith in that he was always trying to do the right thing and trying to make sure people were treated equally. And so, yes, he had
a... So blacks felt they had a friend in him.
Right, right. And so that was very impactful. I remember seeing it on television. It wasn't real. I mean, in your mind, it wasn't real. But it had major impact on the black community because they really did feel like here was somebody that was going to make a difference.
Yeah. I remember radio stations, whether they rock and roll or whatever, they were all playing classical music.
Yes, yeah.
All of them, mm-hmm. Classical music. So that was in 63. Mm-hmm. And you remember Sam Cooke.
Yes.
Songwriter.
Yes.
Civil rights activist.
Right.
He was shot at the age of 33.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember the fact that people like Aretha was involved with the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King. And of course, when Martin Luther King came to Oklahoma City, I didn't get a chance to attend Calvary at that time, but when he came to Oklahoma City to be, and I'm trying to remember if I was even in the city at that time. I might not have even been in the city, but I just remember reading about.
When would that have been, about 50s or 60s?
It was in the 60s.
Yeah.
I think it was in the early 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the 60s, we have Malcolm X assassinated by members of the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not done yet, in 68. Tell me about the day Martin Luther King was assassinated, April 4th, 1968. Where you were, what you heard, and what you felt.
I felt sick to my stomach, and I was at my home here in Oklahoma City. Not my parents' home. I was with my baby in the apartment where we were. Had just gotten off from work because I worked two jobs, and they made the announcement on television, and I was just sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Because my first thought was, I guess this country is going to try to kill off all the blacks that are trying to make sure we have rights and are taken care of, that everybody that's speaking out. So yeah, it was. People were crying on the street. People were calling each other, and churches were coming together. And so, yeah, it was quite a moment.
I always remember at the end of the day, Robert Kennedy took a stage, and he tried to calm the crowd, and he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then little did he know, he would be assassinated.
Yes.
April, May, June, that 3 months, April, May, June, that 2 months later, he'd be assassinated. Just 2 months.
Yeah.
By Sirhan Sirhan, Los Angeles. And he was in the presidential primaries at that time. And that, too, had to be impactful to you because you knew how much Robert cared about the blacks and all that and Martin Luther King. And so that happened to you, too.
But people were more, I think... Because all of those things happened, people were then just kind of in shock, just disbelief that these things keep happening.